Hey, everybody. This is Pam at the Paper Outpost. Welcome. Decorating a junk journal here, taking you along for the ride. This beauty is coming along very nicely. And I thought today we would start to fill her with fun and exciting things from the past. So I've gathered together some fun and exciting things from the past. Okay, I've got this really cool picture of this family. I believe these are from Russia. I remember correctly. I just love these. They're so nostalgic. And they're little. This is great. I love this picture. This is a great picture, isn't it? This looks like somewhere in the summertime, way back when, maybe on a lake or some kind of summer gathering place. I don't know. I just love her outfit. I don't know. That could be a bathing suit. I'm not sure. But I just love the whole thing. And then here is this very old picture of, I think, a soldier, probably from Russia. So some of my pictures, they're mixed, so I don't know exactly where they came from, but they're all kind of cool. So we'll give them a place to live, and somebody else can oogle over them, which is kind of cool. So, all right, now I've pulled out a few things, and I thought I would like to start nesting them in here. I have... This is kind of cool. This is an old wartime letter. The letter is in here. It's the whole letter, which is kind of cool. It's quite a few pages. Oh, there's a little extra something in there. Somebody's little snippets. Pascalia, Mississippi, I would say. And it is legible, and it's quite a few pages. I see the word bigger strike in this coming week. Okay, that's going to be an interesting letter. I'm going to let the person who receives this journal explore that. There's some interesting nostalgia that's going to be present in this junk.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Journal. Okay, so we put that there. And I may move things around a bit. I don't know. I try things on for size. I have this. This was what I called a mistake initially, but I think I actually like it. It was some inky coffee dyeing watercolor play we were having. I think I might use this somewhere in here. And maybe I'm going to tuck one of these amazing pictures in here. I really do like that. Sometimes when you put a letter and a picture together, you can kind of, you have your brain bring the two together and think that they're somehow related. So maybe this is the woman who wrote the letter. Something like that. I don't know, but we're going to roll with that and see. Now, this was originally my personal journal, and I barely used it, so I am now releasing it to the universe as soon as it's done. And I've got some pretty writing here. This is an old French letter from 1931 in French. I thought that might be fun to add in here. So I'm just starting to layer things in the pockets. There might just be one thing per pocket, maybe multiple, but just going through on the first wave. And I also am having an opportunity to see how quickly this bulks everything up and where I want to add things or see how much I can actually put in here without overwhelming the journal. This was using pretty little, I need more glue, pretty pink flowers. All right. Oh, are we doing this again? Really? It was only yesterday and I cleaned you all out. Don't be giving me a hard time now. All right, it's going. Better be. Okay, I'm just going to put you back in there. It's a cute little girl in this little sleeved postcard. Well, you already have something in you, so we will move along. Here's a letter. Four corner. Tack down. You look like you're already full of something. And we're just going to maneuver along here and see what we see. I know I've put a lot of pockets and tucks that I'd like to put things in. They don't always have to be old memorabilia. Maybe it's not that easy to come across for you. You can just, you know, take pieces of paper that you find interesting. Like this is a piece of old ledger paper, but it could be copy paper with just a rubber stamp on it, making a nice writing space. So I'm just going to tuck that in there for now. Yeah, don't feel like you have to have the old papers. This is a flip up. A little photo in here tucked into two little butterfly tabs. Very fun. And it's helpful for me, actually, when I'm going to release a journal into the world, I'm giving it away. You know how we feel about our babies. We spend so much time creating them, and that type of thing. We bond to them. If you do a video on it, it's a way that you can look back on the actual journal and see what you did in it. And maybe you want to, you know, remember some of the things that you did. It's a kind of like a gathering place. So there is a piece of old newspaper there. I think I'm going to leave that there and just carry on. There's a letter here already. Are you something? What are you? You have to be something. You're a pocket. Oh, I think, will you fit? Almost. I think I might have to fold you. This is an old receipt received from Andrew Perrine, Treasury of Mammoth Monmouth. Monmouth, I want to say France. Not 100% sure. But I think I'm going to place this here. All right, now it will fit. A little interesting something in this pocket. There we go. All right, carrying on. Oh, that's pretty. I'm admiring my own work. Oh, Lord. Here we go. I love these old, crunchy, old coffee-dyed pages. Let's see here. Oh, maybe I need to put more pockets in here. Maybe I haven't put as many in here as I thought. Remember when we did this? This funny painting page. Here's some pockets, but they're already full. Oh, we already have something in you. I'm being so good and diligent about putting things in there. This was fun. That was the crumpled paper technique of painting. All right. This is cool. Nice feel on this. And modeling paste. Okay, here's something that can be tucked. And this was interesting. This is great-great-great-grandparents. Sire side? Maybe that's the man side. And this was a log of who is who. So I am going to fold this up and put this in here because I think that's just a very cool historical document. Somebody may have fun looking at somebody else's genealogy. You never know what you're going to find out there when you go looking for old, interesting stuff. So we have that. And you already have something in you. And let's see what else we have. Oh, you're already there. Okay, fine. Oh, that's the little thing we made the other day. These are pockets. These are pockets. Okay, here we go. We've got to find something small. All right, well, I think what I'm going to do, these are really, I love this paper, so I think what I'm going to do is, where is my ruler? All right, I'll just get another ruler. I have 14 sitting here, hanging in front of me. It'd be narrow. Narrow enough to fit in here. I'm using the lines on this paper behind it to get a straight line. You think that's going to work? I don't know. We're going to try. All right. Let's see what we got. Cut in half. All right. Let's see what we got. Just pretty little piece of paper somebody can do something with. They could write on them. They could embellish them. They could tear them apart and use them as collage. There, I think that's kind of fun. Something unexpected. Oh, extend a page. Extend a page. That was fun. So you can always add more papers to your junk journal. You're never stuck. Here's a nice little letter chucked in there. And this is a belly band, I think. Oh, okay, now we got it. Bits in there. This is kind of cool. I don't know if the colors are right. No, let's not use that. I want the right color. Oh, here we go. There's an old ticket of some sort from 1950. That's kind of cool. Oh, no, I fit perfectly in there. There we go. Okay. Might decorate that page up a little bit more. But I'm just tucking things in here. This is the first wave. That was fun. Remember doing that. I enjoyed that process. Okay. Oh, we already have something in there. Oh, little bookmark. That's fun. Collage page. Tracing paper. Coffee dyed. Baked in the oven after to dry. That gives that crunchy sounds. Very fun. So one journal you can have a lot of fun in by doing many different things to it. I'm feeling like I want to draw some strange things on this tree. Maybe just an odd leaf here or there. And this is what happens when you're junk journaling. You go off track. You plan, like, oh, okay, I'm going to go and fill my journal with many things. Next thing you know, you're drawing pink leaves on branches. Because that's the way it goes in junk journal land. You just kind of follow your heart, unless you're super organized. But I like to follow the whims of my imagination and just let it flow. And it's just a fun process for me that way. So there, add a few leaves. I'm feeling good about that. Now carry on. Trying to be easy breezy, non-committal. Enjoy the process, because that's what it's all about. Here's a piece of, this is wallpaper, fussy cut out in a certain way, turned into a little odd pocket. I was so compelled to put something else back there. Here, this letter from 1936, another French letter, very pretty. All right, there we go. Okay, I did it. I know I double tucked, but I felt like I wanted to, and I did. Okay. not going to fight it. No. Oh, here's a little side pockets we made the other day. Oh, I'll get something. Hold on. Okay. I'm back and I found a few smaller things I could tuck in here, like this old 1947 West Chapel ticket from the Connecticut Company, New Haven. That might look neat in there. Then I want a little pop of color. I think I have these reproduction, Victorian scrap images, which I think would look really nice here. Let's see which one. It's a very pretty bird here. Maybe we'll use this one. All right. I'm in the process of fussy cutting these out. They come partially fussy cut for you. Somebody gifted these to me, so thank you for that. But I'm pretty sure that you can get these on the internet. Look for reproduction Victorian scraps on, you know, Etsy and Amazon and eBay and all those wonderful places. We can search for things. It's like everything's at our fingertips these days. It's crazy, isn't it? It's just all right there for the picking. But then sometimes making stuff yourself is even more fun. So you can take a picture of a bird and antique it up and make it your own little Victorian scrap. How about that? Okay, there we go. And I pulled out the things. Where are you? Okay, here is an old ticket from the Niagara Falls Hotel. Have anybody been to Niagara Falls? You might have had one of these tickets. Here's another little ticket. I like to collect old tickets. This is one good for one ride on the whip. All right. And this is Sadie Long. This is a real Victorian calling card. Maybe in here. There we go. That's nice.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I don't mind if they poke out a little bit. It's okay. All right, that's kind of cool. I like that a lot. All right, and we're moseying on, seeing how it goes. Oh, remember that? All right. Oh, here's a little tuck spot. Now, this is kind of cool. This is some shorthand. Anybody remember shorthand? Yeah, good old shorthand. I took a class in high school for shorthand, and I was not very good at it. So I kind of came to the conclusion I probably wouldn't be a good secretary. I better do something else. And but I now, at least, oh, and I did typing class. That was a disaster. And who knew that we would be all on keyboards at some point? But I think I'm a little faster now, but I'm not like the youngins. You know how they can digit like that? No, no, I'm more like, yeah, that's me. But I think I'm pretty fast. And that's kind of how I typed too. So I only use these fingers to type. These, it's like these don't exist, but these, they're like my little chicken claws where I type. Oh, that's a big piece of that paper in here. That's cool. Oh, look at this. We have all this to play with. That's fun. So there's a lot of writing space in this journal for now. We shall see as what happens as it gets decorated. Oh, lots of pages in here. Yeah, this journal is definitely full of a lot of pages. Are you a belly band? You are a belly band. We must fill you with something wonderful. Let me see. You're all big. You're big. Oh, I have a piece of Braille paper. That would look really pretty in there. Okay, I need to narrow it up a bit. Mm-hmm. All right. There we go. All snuggled in and looking adorable. That was fun. Okay, we're just going to cruise along here. Another one of those crinkly tracing papers. Some fun with masking. In the last signature. This is a little bit larger of a journal, page-wise. Oh, you're cute. Very cute. I think you should have been glued at the top, though. Let me assist you, the gluage. All right, it's starting to flow. It's like, okay, I get it. We're supposed to flow here and not give her a lot of flack. There we go. When you glue, these are little booklets. Showed you how to make with some from some digicates. But these, it's probably not a good idea to tuck things in right away until your glue dries. So that's exactly what I'm doing. I know. I'll check it before anything happens. Yeah, you always got to go through and check to make sure nothing is stuck in. That was, oh gosh. I had no idea about that initially, and then I learned. Yeah. All right, so we've got some fun things here. This is a really cool old postcard. Palermo. Beautiful. It's just a gorgeous old postcard. I think I'm going to tuck that in there. I think it looks really pretty with these neutral colors. Yeah, on here's another one. Okay. And I'm thinking this is nice. This is a little, it's an old envelope. Principal Lyle Palmer, 1935, I think it says. And you can tuck fun things into those areas. So if you have something, let's see, what do I have here? I have some of these. This didn't print out right, but I can definitely use the ones in the middle. Is it open at the top? Yep. All right, so I think I'm going to cut some of these. Somebody has some pretty pictures to play with. Now, I print these out on nice lightweight cardstock, so they can be used instantly as a journal card, something like that. Or you can make pockets and tucks and things like that out of them very easily. They're nice and sturdy and strong, but you can definitely print these out on regular copy weight paper. That will suffice as well. Remember, paper when you go through a book is pretty much lightweight paper in general. But these are just cute. Has the botanical theme. This is called Dog and Butterfly, but they're set in a garden setting. So we're just going to roll with that. Oh, I am the worst. Cutter. Okay. Let's see. Let's straighten these up a little bit. I think I might like to just leave the backs blank, giving the person full throttle on what they would like to do with these images. There we go, a little collection of three pooches. Never hurt anybody, right? Yeah, there we go. All right, so maybe they're going to poke out just a little bit. Okay, we have room. And that also goes along with the Garden of Happiness. Did you get there? Tuck you right in there. And you can do your tucks upside down, right side up, doesn't matter. It's all good. The tuck will tuck. Yep. There we go. Oh, here's another one. Now we do have, this is kind of cool. I have this little envelope. It's a little, I think, a work payment envelope. And I also have this little last day of postal service. Wow, 1940. What's that mean? Last day of postal service. Probably something important. Did they no longer operate from that place? I want to layer that. Maybe I do. That's kind of cool. There we go. There was our watercolor extravaganza collage festival. Mm-hmm. And this is another bookmark in here. Oh, we got a pocket here and a pocket here. Already have things in them. These, I think they're empty. Yep. So we're going to need a few little things to tuck in there. I shall be right back. Okay, back here, I found a small collection of small things. This is kind of cool. Would that fit? Oh, well, it's a very pretty picture of a bird. It's a collectible card from a different country. Maybe, not 100% sure what country. Scandinavian, I feel. Could be wrong. Tuck that in there for a little surprise. Yep, there we go. Okay. I'm going to pull it out just a little bit. Nope. I've lost it. Hang on. Come back here, you little stinker. Nope. Where'd you go? Are you in there? Oh, you went way down there. Okay. There we go. Just leave it hanging out there a little bit. And you go down. And then I got these, I think, are too big. Yep, they're too big. Those are really pretty, though. And I have these little cards. And I have a daiquiri recipe from a bartender. Won't fit. So I have this old ticket. This will fit. It's a coupon from days gone by. It's kind of cool. Put you in there. And then I have some of these really pretty flower cards. They're Wildflowers of North America, collectible, Brook Bond, Canada Limited. I think that's a tea company. I'm not 100% sure, but I've got three of them. I thought they would be very pretty to add in here. All right. Maybe I'll even leave that one open. That's fine. I don't know. Maybe I just might do that and put the pinky in the middle. Maybe blooming off to the side there. Can't pick it. Nope. Can't pick anything up. Just had tweezers. There we go. Mm-hmm. There we go. And I also have some pretty just botanical imagery. These are also from some type of collectible something or other. Blue Band Encyclopedia. Very old papers. Very cool. Not sure if they were cut out of a book or what they are exactly. I think I might add them to this collection here. And just put them in there for something fun to find. Yes. Should I tuck these in? Maybe I should tuck them in. Okay, I'm going to tuck them in and close it because I think it looks kind of cool like that. All right, that's what we're going to do. All right, there we go, folks. Maybe now we're going to layer in a few more things. But in the meantime, we are going to bring forth a Pants of Flufferness. Come here. Get here, Boopy. I know you're right here. He's hanging out in the craft room with me. You ready? It's time for your pup date. It's like, hello, everybody. It's Sunshine, Cub Pup Reporter here, K9 Reporter from the Paper Outpost. Pup dating for you today. And Mom has decided she's going to trim my ears shorter because she said I look a little bit like Yoda or something with the longer ear hair. Now I have no ears. Okay, now I'm back to baby harbor seal or just earless pooch. Nobody knows exactly what this look is I'm trying to pull off. What do you think? No ears? Yoda ears? Or, oh, Mom, I know you're going to do it. I can feel it. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Bunny ears. Okay, so what's your favorite, Sunshine?
I would think I would prefer to have my little ear hair trimmed a little shorter, although my little ears are looking really cute right now. I'm not sure.
Also, you know what, son?
What, Mom?
Hair grows. You're right.
Okay, Mom, do your darndest to give me the best trim ever. Make me look super cool and handsome, and all will be well. And toss in some chicken if you feel up to it.
Okay. Well, we'll just see about that. All right, everybody. All right, Sunshine?
Sunshine, out.
Okay. There you go. All right, everybody. So my videos come out Mondays, Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. 7 a.m. Eastern time, my podcasts on the topics of junk journaling, life of a crafter, answering your crafty questions, comes out Tuesdays and Thursdays in audio, and then new material, and then you can find all sorts of video podcasts on Spotify anytime you like. Every day there are more uploaded. And I have an Etsy shop if you like journals and bundles and kits and fundles, a lot of the old papers and things like you see I use here. I sell those in packs of 100 plus pieces. There's also antique ledger, checks, receipts, postcards, black and white photos, tea cards, antique and vintage book pages, dictionary pages, music pages, and a whole plethora of other things, 100 plus pieces, and free priority mail shipping with that. I also sell DigiKits, which are the printable downloadable images that you see me use here sometimes on the Paper Outpost. And there are over 250, 260 different themes right now, birds, Victorian, dragonflies, all sorts of wonderful things. I also have an Amazon shop if you're looking for favorite tools and supplies that you see me use here on the Paper Outpost. I try and put links for them in there under the favorite tools and supplies section. It is an affiliate link. You do not pay more for the items for using my links though, but it does help my little shop survive here. So also, you can find me on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Facebook group. Come join our Facebook group. We're having a lot of fun over there, doing weekly and monthly challenges, as well as seeing what you guys make from these video ideas. And thank you very much for sharing your ideas and contributions. They're so inspirational. Go check it out if you haven't done yet. It's a lot of fun. And remember, most of all, that fun can be simple. And create with reckless abandon, everybody. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.